UK Conservatives on pace for worst election defeat in party history under globalist Prime Minister Sunak. By Kurt Zindelka on March 31, 2024. The Tories are on pace for their worst ever election result according to a seat-by-seat survey which found that Rishi Sunak's neoliberal party may win as fewer than 100 seats in the upcoming general election. A poll of 15,000 people conducted by Survation on behalf of globalist Best for Britain think tank and published in the Sunday Times found that the so-called Conservatives of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak would win just 98 seats in the 650-member House of Commons, compared to as many as 468 for the left-wing Labour Party of Sir Keir Starmer. The projected electoral wipeout would be the worst in the history of the 190-year-old Tory party, eclipsing the disastrous defeat in 1997 when Tony Blair's Labour secured 418 seats to 165 for John Major's Conservatives. To make matters worse for the embattled Prime Minister, who is facing rumours of being replaced in a desperate bid to save the party before the next general election, Sunak is even on the precipice of losing his own seat, with a seat-by-seat analysis showing that he currently only holds a 2.5% lead in the race. Meanwhile, other senior members of the party, including Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, Defence Secretary Grant Shapps, Home Secretary James Cleverly, and leader of the House Penny Mordaunt are also all at risk of losing their seats in Parliament. While the survey will likely bolster calls for Sunak to be sacked, the poll found that even if he were to be replaced, Labour still holds a commanding lead against any of the likely picks to take over the party. Therefore, former Conservative Party leader Sir Ian Duncan Smith said that the focus should be on turning around the country rather than on internal political battles. Those of us in marginal seats know only too well that the public are not desperate for a Labour government, Duncan Smith said. The last thing we should do is change the leadership when the key thing is that we give the economy time to grow. 4. Interest rates to come down, put the difficult times behind us and show the public the real danger Labour poses with their unsustainable rush to net zero that will cost trillions of pounds to taxpayers. The former Tory leader admitted that there is real anger with the government but said that the only way to improve the public's view of the government would be to bring inflation down, reduce taxes, and finally get migrant removal flights to the East African nation of Rwanda off the ground. Former Brexit Secretary Lord David Frost concurred that the only means of saving the party would be to reject the move towards neoliberal globalist policies and return to its small-c conservative roots. The Tory party needs to face up to the reality that its current policies have alienated huge numbers of our voters. Only a shift to properly conservative policies, to deliver the change in the way the country is run that people voted for with Brexit, can alter that. It's not too late, but time is running out, he said. However, it appears that Sunak and his globalist cohort in Downing Street seem intent on continuing their failed agenda, which has seen support swell for the right-wing populist reform party founded by Brexit leader Nigel Farage as it campaigns to right on issues such as mass migration and the net-zero climate agenda. The survey found that reform would win 8.5% of voters, which is a low-end projection among current polling, meaning the defeat for the Tories could be even greater. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.